I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
The idea for today's State of Opportunity story comes from you. After we ran a piece about how special ed placements vary from district to district, several of you got in touch and asked, how do schools pay for special ed? We sent Jennifer Guerra to the city of Holt to find out.
Would you like to go play with the cars? Come over here.
The special ed room at Elliott Elementary is pretty bright. Your eyes are immediately drawn to the bright green playmat in the center of the room, where one of the kids is stretched out on his stomach playing with toy cars. The other thing you notice, the student-teacher ratio. 4 students, 4 adults.
In this room, we work one-on-one with each of the ASD students.
ASD stands for Autism Spectrum Disorder, a developmental disability. Shelley Brown is one of the adults. She is a teaching assistant. They're called paraprofessionals or parapros. The 4 students in this particular room spend about half their time in special ed and half their time in general ed. And Shelley Brown and the other parapros are right by their sides the whole time.
My main focus is that student, making the work doable for them so that they feel included and they feel confident. That's my primary goal.
Now, Holt kind of leads the pack when it comes to this type of approach to special ed. It's called inclusion, where students with special needs spend a good chunk of their day in a general ed classroom with supports, like a parapro. They believe inclusion is what's best for students and best for student outcomes. So, how much does something like this cost?
$350,000.
Kim Cosgrove is the money person for the district.
In this room, altogether, is 4 salaries, just salaries together, about $350,000.
That covers the special ed teacher, the 3 parapros,
the psychologists that come in and out, the speech therapists that come in and out.
Compare that to your typical general ed classroom, which costs about $120,000. Remember, that's for a class of maybe 25 kids, versus $350,000 for 4 kids. Now, some districts really get behind inclusion, like Holt. There are plenty that don't. But whatever the approach, almost everyone says the same thing. When it comes to special ed, there is not enough money. So, how does the money work? It starts with paperwork.
So every year, every school district in Michigan has to fill out a form, the 4096, a form that goes back to the state of Michigan saying...
They add up all their expenses for special ed, give the grand total to the state, and the state says, okay, we will reimburse you up to 28% of it. The district is on the hook for the rest. They throw into the pot per pupil state money, federal money, and tax money from a special ed millage, but it is still not enough. So they take money from the general fund to help cover the costs. Wayne Abbott says they basically rob Peter to pay Paul. Abbott is special ed director of Holt Public Schools.
It's an unfunded mandate is the bottom line at the level that they continue to expect us to provide services. That's just the reality we work under, so we work under it.
The mandate he's talking about is the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act. That's the federal law that guarantees all students with special needs a free and appropriate education in the least restrictive environment. Congress created the law, but Congress doesn't really pay for it. Michael Griffith is a school finance expert with the nonprofit Education Commission of the States. We talk via Skype. He says Congress never promised to foot the whole bill. It did promise to cover up to 40%, but it's never even gotten close to that.
And so what they fund is about 12 to 15% of special ed funding.
So states, and increasingly districts like Holt, are on the hook to make up the difference. With State of Opportunity, I'm Jennifer Guerra, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.